Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real As Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Taylor Yates
and Paige Yates.
In this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team.
Hi, T. How are you?
Good, thank you.
You had a big event happen last month.
That's right. I was elected to the Belmont Select Board.
That is awesome. You so deserve it. And you work so hard. I mean, when you told me you were campaigning door to door, I was stunned. I hadn't heard of that for 45 years because social media and mailings and calling people, I just didn't think that was done anymore.
Oh, yeah. No. If you want to win, you knock on doors. And yeah, it was a lot. I mean, it was a ton of work, but I really enjoyed doing it. I really like my town. I really want it to be good. And I think there's a lot that I have to offer. It was gratifying. I got like close to 60% of the vote.
That's great.
So it was, it's not like a landslide, but it wasn't close.
Right.
So awesome. Well, this month we're talking about golf course homes. And this week we're talking about how do you sell the golf course lifestyle, not just the home. So Mom, maybe we can talk a little bit about this, about what defines the golf course lifestyle beyond the game itself, and how can agents tap into that lifestyle appeal when marketing properties?
Well, it's interesting. So I'm thinking about retirement. What do I do in retirement, as have many of my friends?
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the biggest challenges is where to go next. Where do I want to be? I don't want to be responsible for a yard or repainting a house or a boiler and maintaining all the things that it takes to maintain a single family home. So I looked and I personally went down to Florida, looked at a lot of different communities. Mm-hmm. It was interesting when I was down there because some communities were kind of all around, functioned all around the clubhouse and the golf course and the amenities like exercise and pickleball and tennis, as well as golf. And literally you walked, it had a wonderful sidewalk that walked the whole area. On the flip side, I went and looked at places where half of the homes in the golf club community were not part of the golf club.
Yeah.
And then I looked at condos that were freestanding and not in a golf course community. And I decided that if I don't know an area or don't have people in that area that I'm going to be staying with or living close to, what I wanted about a golf club community is I wanted an instant community. I wanted to be able to walk out my door, see other people. But more importantly, if I wanted to play a sport, it was available to me and I didn't have to go through a proposal and a waiting 2 or 3 years to get into a golf course or a club. And I think the fact that you can walk into a community where you can have instant friends, and literally you can go, if I don't know anybody in the community, you can go to a golf course. They can fix you up with three other people to play golf, and all of a sudden you know three more people. So I think the golf club style communities really, for people in going to retirement or who want to play golf, I think it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, if you step back a minute, right? Because it's not just retirees that buy on golf courses, right? I know a lot of people who are kind of just like successful in their career. They've got young kids, et cetera, and want to live on a golf course. The way I think about this is, what's the human need that a golf course home solves that just like a regular old home does not? And I think it's really this leisure piece. Like, how do you spend your leisure time and how, like, are you getting the most out of your time? Because if you're buying a golf course home, chances are you're not constrained by money very often, right? You have the money to buy the things that you want, but we are all constrained by time, right? There's only 24 hours a day, no matter how rich or poor you are. And so if you're like, hey, I'm super busy with my high-powered corporate job, so I've got to squeeze every last bit of joy of my free time, or I'm retired and I've actually got more time than I know what to do with and I've got to fill that up and I don't want to just like sit at home and watch Netflix. Those are the needs that a golf course community can answer. And I think that means it's not just golf, right? It's like cocktail hour or some of the other sports that you mentioned. Or is there like a pool where I can take my kids or grandkids or just go for a swim, right?
Or can I just take a walk where you can walk around the community and you feel like it's something pleasant to look at? Right. You know, you're not walking the streets and looking at cars whishing by.
Yeah.
You almost have kind of a walking path.
You're not going for a walk down
I-93. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think those adjacencies are pretty, those adjacent activities are pretty important. I've even heard of like clubs that bring in a speaker series, right? Which is great because maybe one, you don't want to play sports all day, every day, but also two, maybe you're like not able to, right? And maybe, but you still want to get some stimulation beyond things that you can do for yourself.
Well, I know that like even some of the golf communities and clubhouses have things like bridge mm-hmm. or mahjong for people right. that might have injuries or can't do the golf or the pickle.
Right.
So they try to offer a wide variety of activities. And I think that's what you're noting, which is what activities do you want to do next? And where can I instantly find them?
And that's what you get out of a golf course home versus just a nice, like the exact same home located somewhere else, right? Cool. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll take a question from the audience.
Did you know that Taylor and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today.
So, what specific marketing channels or strategies work best for showcasing lifestyle? I've got a short answer for this one.
Great.
Video.
Video.
Like video. Just, you know, if you ever watch and think about, I think when you're talking about advertising a golf course home, picture like one of those Royal Caribbean TV commercials.
Right.
What do they show people doing? Like all the fun stuff you can do on the cruise ship, right? They don't showcase the room.
Right.
But they do showcase like all these cool things you can do. And that, getting back to what we were saying before, the difference between a golf course home and the exact same home located somewhere else is the activities that are available to you, the community that's available to you. So videos that showcase people doing those things, I think is your best bet for showcasing a golf course home.
100%. And I think it also falls into a similar approach that you find in summer communities or winter recreational communities. You often find that a video giving you some background on the community or a visual, a drone shot where you're located in reference to a beach, in reference to the mountains.
The golf course, right?
Or the golf course, you have a better feel of, much like your Royal Caribbean advertisements that send, show you all the fun that you can have. And I think that's true of places like golf communities, summer homes, winter places. I think that's true.
Absolutely. By the way, is Royal Caribbean the nice one? I'm not like a big cruise ship guy. And I know there's like some brands that are downscale and some that are upscale.
There are all kinds. Crystal, all kinds. Royal. I mean,
but is Royal the good one?
Depends. You know, some people love it and you have to go try them to see.
Yeah. Well, then what I probably should say is instead of picking one company, I should say whatever, picture like one of those fancy cruise ship ads.
Correct.
That's what you should mimic.
Even Disney has one, a cruise ship.
Disney, so, yeah, there you go.
So you got lots of choices.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks for the awesome question. If you're a curious cat and would like your question to be considered, you can just send us an email at contact@yatesboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yates Team Boston. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you enjoyed this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yates Team Boston or on the web at yatesboston.com.